adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. Now to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Rancher Sam Grant had been dead for 2 weeks before lawyer Tom Challis called Sam's two children, Martha and Judd, to his office for the reading of the will.
You can sit right there, Martha.
Thank you, Tom.
You can sit over here beside the desk, Judd.
How long is this going to take, Tom?
Well, quite a while, Judd. As you know, your father was very thorough, and he went into quite some detail in this document. I'd say the reading will take 15 or 20 minutes.
And all in that legal talk that nobody but a lawyer can savvy, I suppose.
Well, it is complicated, but I'll attempt to explain it all as I go along.
Look, why do you bother to read it?
What do you mean, Judd?
I mean, why don't you just tell us what's in them papers you got there? Who gets what and when?
Well, it's quite irregular to do that, Judd.
Well, what's it matter? Why waste time with a lot of words neither of us understands?
Well, I can do that. How do you feel about it, Martha?
Oh, it really doesn't matter to me, Mr. Challis. I have plenty of time, but, well, if it's easier the way Judd wants it, it's all right with me. Makes no difference.
All right, Challis, just give it to us in plain language.
All right, then. Here are the documents right here. You'll both read them sometime or other.
Yes, I want to sometime.
In sum and substance, then, here it is. Judd, your father wanted it made clear that he loved you just as much as he loved your sister. He wanted that emphasized.
Why is that necessary?
Well, I wanted to tell you that to more or less prepare you for the will. You are to receive the cash from your father's estate. Approximately $10,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Martha, you are to receive the ranch. It is to belong solely to you alone.
What? Hey, now, wait a minute.
I'm just telling you what your father wanted.
But I don't understand why he left me the ranch, Mr. Challis, and Judd the money.
Well, you ought to. Your father felt that Judd would never settle down to ranch life, Martha. And I must say, his past actions have indicated that. Your father was proud of that ranch, and he wanted it to fall into the best possible hands. That's why he left it to you.
That's not right. What's more, Challis, you had something to do with him making that decision.
Now,
you're a dirty skunk, Challis.
Judd, don't talk that way.
You just worked up, that's all, Judd. I can assure you, your father made the decision himself. I simply recorded and attested it.
You're a liar, Challis. You've got some dirty scheme up your sleeve.
Judd, please. Wait, now listen to me. Even though the ranch was left to me, we'll share it. I'll make you foreman.
No. Judd's to stay out of it. He got the money, you got the ranch, Martha.
I wouldn't take the job anyhow. When'll the money be ready for me, Challis?
This afternoon, if you wish.
All right, see that it is. I'm going to clear out of here, but just remember this, Martha. Dad meant for everything to be divided, I know that.
Oh, no.
But this coyote sitting here got him to change things somehow.
Judd?
Now, you got two jobs to do. You got to run the outfit, but more important than that, you got to keep it away from Challis.
Judd.
Make one mistake, and he'll have it lock, stock, and barrel.
Judd! Judd, don't go!
I was afraid he'd act that way, Martha. Your brother has always been hard to manage. From now on, he'll be much worse. I'll help you all I can.
Morning, Miss Martha. You told Connie you wanted to see me.
Yes, that's right, Carl. You're the foreman of this ranch, so you're the one I have to depend on from now on. You see, Dad left the ranch to me. I'm the sole owner of it now.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, I've...
How'd you find out?
I figured he'd leave it to you. That's what I mean. You see, Judd's sort of a wild one, and your dad had a lot of sense, so I figured he'd give the place to you. Judd would have did a poor job of it, I figure.
I don't agree with you, Carl. Judd was the rightful one to take it over. Well, that's beside the point now. Oh, I couldn't sleep last night for worrying about what he'll do. This place should have been his.
Well, now, I don't know why you say that. Hey, Here comes Buck Benner in one awful hurry. Something must be up.
I wonder what's wrong.
Hey, how come you lathered up that mare like that, Buck? Something wrong?
Sure is. I found Roy Hargrave out in a feeder rain, shot to death.
Shot?
Oh, no, Buck. No, it can't be true.
That ain't the worst of it either, ma'am. Here, look at this.
What's this, a note?
Pinned to his shirt. I brought it back for you to look at.
This is the first one. Then there will be another one